who's been responsible for that? Is it the French or all of them?
The French are taking the leadership in it.
Make it fail?
Yes, they'd like to make it fail, but on the other hand, they don't want to take the burden for doing it. And right now, there's a problem with how the thing is handled, so if the burden isn't taken. Let me say that the failure of these negotiations don't at all mean the failure of the trade negotiations. This is a tactical move right now. There will be a resumption of a meeting later, and obviously there will be a group trying to work out a compromise in the meantime. But it's a question as to how firm we stand. We've got some compromise language. But the real question is whether we go along with the simply trying to reach no settlement at all at this ministerial meeting, setting up a study group to look at all possible formulae for negotiations, which include not only what we're arguing for, an equilinear negotiation, but also what the French are arguing for, this écrêtement business, which would be very disadvantageous to us. Our position is that we can't accept that wide open a mandate to a steering committee or a study committee because we lose the whole bargaining pressure of having the ministerial meeting.
John F. Kennedy Library, President's Office Files, Presidential Recordings Collection, Tape 88, Reel 2. 1 minute, 32 seconds of this tape have been excised for reasons of national security. The one excision has been indicated. For additional information, see recording log number 88.
But also, what the French are arguing for, this écrêtement business, which would be very disadvantageous to us. Our position is that we can't accept that wide open a mandate to a steering committee or a study committee because we lose the whole bargaining pressure of having the ministerial meeting. And the French tactics, as they demonstrated in the case of the British negotiation, was always to stall and always to try to interpose technical objections and keeping the thing going. Our own view is that it's better for us to push this to a point where there may be a break, a public break, and then pick pieces up. But in the meantime, we have established a firm position, and we've got a lot of support around the rest of the world. This isn't a situation such as the British EEC negotiation, where there were 7 countries involved. There are 30-some countries involved here, most of whom are very anxious to see these negotiations succeed. The British are standing very firmly with us. We've taken care of Canada, Australia, we've got the Japanese squared away, we've got a lot of friends. The chairman of the steering committee is Schaffner, a Swiss. The Swiss are all on our side. They're trying to get this thing compromised. So it isn't a position where it's...
What about within the market? How is that?
The Germans, Erhard is trying to get a compromise. He's desperately anxious to see this thing succeed. The French are the leadership in the opposition. To some extent, the Dutch and the Belgians are ambivalent. They rather like the idea of the French écrêtement formula because it's advantageous to them. It's your self-interest point of view. I don't know what line the Italians are playing here. I imagine they're not doing much because of the state of the government. We've got some final fallback language, which they just read me over the phone, which is a little variation from what we have. It's saying the same thing, but saying it rather differently. I think that what Chris would like from you, if you keep waiting there now, is a telephone call, which tells him that this language is all right and to stand firm. I haven't had time to, I just finished talking to him, so I haven't had time to go over this with him in detail, with Carl here at all. But I think the language is about as good as we ought to do.
Yeah, I don't see any sense in our chasing around the conference. I don't know, I know so damn little about it, so really it's just here the economics of the differences are. Politically, I don't mind having a break. I mean, having a...
Well, we've got the problem of having breaks right in advance of NATO, which is made very too much about that.
We have to break our ass for them all the time.
Yes, sir. I mean, my own prediction is very strongly on the side of holding firm here.
What's your suggestion?
Substantial linear tariff reductions, with limited exceptions, which shall be subject to confrontation and justification. Yes, and leaving out the word, at that point, leaving out the word equilibrium, making it linear. The linear reduction shall be equal, however, where significant distortions result from disparities in tariff levels, they should be carried through on a basis of special rules. Now, this goes fairly far.
Did you say existing disparities?
However, where significant distortions result from disparities in tariff levels,
they shall be subject to what?
They shall be carried through on the basis of special rules. And then when we get over to B3B...
Why do we need the need for special rules may be recognized?
Well, that's watering it down a lot. I think we can buy this. They shall be carried through on the basis
of strength.
Well, it's strengthening our side. It's watering down the concession, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think we've got to go this far.
Do we?
Well, it really doesn't hurt us much. What? Because
it again,
I know. The thing is, it seems to me that it, where you have these significant distortions, then they shall. So it's mandatory that there be that they be taken care of.
They may be.
No, he doesn't say maybe.
But I think the big point we want to be sure the language says is that we don't recognize that the highs and lows themselves create significant distortions.
That's right.
It has to say we're
demonstrated that they create significant distortions.
Well, you don't put another other way around. Where you say where in cases where existing disparities create significant distortions, because what you've got now is language that suggests that the significant distortion and the disparity are the same.
However, where significant distortions result from disparities, which
that's
is the same thing as where disparities create distortions.
That's all right. Where significant.
See, this means that there's got to be a demonstration.
Okay. Well, then, all right. Then let's say we go for that.
All right. Now, in 3B.
What then are? Wouldn't you say are shown to result?
What's the operating verb there?
Well, we can say are shown for the.
I think that.
However, where significant distortions result from disparities, that's a question of fact. In tariff levels, they should be carried through on the basis of special rules.
Should be.
But the point is that this is only where the fact exists, which means where it's shown to exist.
Well, like you're saying, our shown
the words are shown to exist just makes it a little more clear.
Now, then we come down to B3B, and where we say criteria should be established to ascertain whether or not trade distortions result from, or significant trade distortions result from disparities. In that case, special rules could be laid down, and that, Chris said, that's as far as he thinks we can go.
Yeah. And that substitutes for the B we now have.
That substitutes for the for B3B we now have.
Yeah. George's distortions of kind of a word of art, is that something they've been saying or phrase?
That's a word of art.
Okay, well, why don't we tell them to go ahead then on that? Will this be enough to do it or make
No, probably not, but this will be a position we can stand on before the
Sure, good. Even on the September.
I don't know why they should object to that.
Should be thinking of.
So the British trying to destroy the principle. They don't want linear cuts.
I think they
don't care about the negotiation.
They're trying to destroy the negotiation.
I agree.
I think it's important, though, that
I think this is almost sure
to establish that there's a substantial body of trading countries that are with us on this.
Yeah. Well, that's right.
So the stories make it clear that this is not just...
I think the Secretary of Court's important there. It isn't that the United States has been... I mean, that we're for freer trade, and this puts them on the defensive again as being narrow and...
Well, now, what I think Chris would like to have, Mr. President, is if we could put through a call so you could speak to him. My office knows how to reach him.
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah, who's this? Hello.
If they want to know the number, right, just then my office is going to
go. Well, I
think this public relations
Well, that's what I told Chris, and, for example, the British, I mean, the Germans have
put in a so-called Earhart compromise, which doesn't do us any good. He says this has already leaked in the press, to the, much to Earhart's embarrassment. Well, I think we've got to start playing the same game over there, because I think we've been playing much too much of a gentleman's game.
Yeah, but it ought to really look like it's certainly the world against the common market in favor of freer trade, and not against all common market, really mostly the French are pitching around again.
Well, I think, as a matter of fact, I think some good backgrounding right now is what